This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, presented by EMP 180 Weight Loss. Structure, accountability, results, the standard for weight loss in the area. It's EMP180weightloss.com. We are celebrating the Capitals winning the Stanley Cup. It is parade day. We're actually going to be part of the parade. A lot of people have been calling in wondering, where are you actually going to get the coverage if you can't make it to the parade? Well, of course, right here on 106.7 The Fan, we have it covered from every angle. NBC Sports Washington is going to be covering it, but also the NHL Network, NHL.com, Caps.com, and Rogers in Canada for our Canadian
Very
listeners.
Nice. We wow. like that.
Very nice.
And we have these posters, which were given away, 30,000 hashtag R Cup posters. We're giving those away around the parade site, including at the Ronald Reagan Building Courtyard, at the Federal Triangle Metro stop, at Elephant and Castle, and all over, pretty much near any metro center near the parade. They are presented by HWP Insurance, Tyson's Corner Center, and LindsayCars.com. So we got a lot going on, and as we do often on the show, we'd like to give away prizes. And right now, we're giving away a pair of tickets to WPGC's birthday bash. That's June 14th at the 930 Club. 10th caller at 800-636-1067. You'll be going to the birthday bash. 2018, it's the Throwback Thursday edition, featuring such acts as Big Daddy Kane, Kid and Play, our guy Biz Markie, who joined us in studio last week. Come party like it's 1988. Tickets are on sale now through Ticketfly, but win your way in right now on the Junkies. Get more details at thefandc.com/contest.
And we'll get to your calls shortly. We want to know where you are. Are you posting up at the parade? Are you just going to watch it on TV? We want to know your plans today.
And what was your favorite goal? We can start with Tariq El-Bashir, our next guest from NBC Sports Washington, and ask him, what was your favorite goal during the entire run? Because I was mentioning, I saw the montage last night of every goal, and it's amazing. I remembered every one of them from the 24 games. What was your number one goal of the playoff run?
Man, there were so many big turning point goals. I would have to go with, in terms of importance, it would have been Evgeny Kuznetsov scoring in overtime of Game 6 against the Penguins to finally get past Pittsburgh. It was a beautiful play. It was a beautiful finish. You could make the argument for Lars Eller scoring in double overtime against Columbus in Game 3 to get the Caps back in that series. You can even make the argument for Devontae Smith-Pelly scoring that beautiful kick the puck from his stick goal in the championship game, the one that sealed the cup. But I've got to go with Kuzi's beautiful goal that finally got the Caps over the hump.
Over Pittsburgh, yeah, that's the one I picked. But you're right, there was a ton of them. All right, so you're headed down there. What are you expecting today? We've been kind of speculating on how many people we're going to see down there. I think it's going to be north of 300,000 people, just based on what we're hearing. I was on the toll road coming into the city at 5 a.m., and I'm looking at the Metro cars, Tariq, and they're already packed with Caps fans at 5 a.m. It's crazy.
I can tell you right now, I am paying the premium toll to ride on 66 East, which I never do, but I'm doing it to cut off a little bit of time here. Mm-hmm. And the car in front of me is filled with Caps jerseys. I can see them. The car next to me, they're wearing Caps jerseys. And just like you, a few minutes ago, I was looking into the train, which was going the same speed that I was, and it was mostly Caps fans headed on the, I guess that's the orange line, headed into downtown. So folks got the word, and they are going in early. One of my producers, Steve Huey Farrell, tweeted out a picture like at 3:30 this morning of people already setting up down near the stage where the rally is going to be,
yep,
just so they can have a front row seat to something they've probably never seen before. I mean, look, I'm a lifelong Washingtonian. I'm, you know, 40-something years old, and I didn't attend the Redskins rally or parade back in 1992. So this is the first time I've ever seen one of these. I've been a sports journalist for 23 years, and this is going to be the first time I've seen one, because even though I've covered championship rounds in you know, the NHL and NBA, I didn't stick around for the parade because they were other cities' teams. I got on a plane and went home. So it's never happened in my city, at least for me to experience. So I can't wait to see what this crowd is going to look like. I think it's going to be huge.
Yeah,
I think it's going to be absolutely enormous.
Tarek, I was roundly mocked yesterday when I said there might be 500,000 people down in D.C. for this parade. And, of course, you know, we're just guessing at this point, but I wouldn't be shocked to see 300,000, 400,000, maybe approaching that 500,000 number.
Yeah, you know, I would say at least 250,000. And if you want to get up into the 400 and 500 range, you're going to need the casual fans to start showing up. And I think this Capitals team has tapped into that casual fan base.
Yeah.
Number one, because they're a lot of fun. Number two, I think you had two interesting storylines going to the finals. So a lot of people tuned in to see whether Alex Ovechkin, you know, a guy they had heard about and read about, but maybe didn't really follow that closely, was going to finally get a championship, and they were playing against an expansion team. So the storyline was great. I think it sucked in a number of casual fans. This is why those TV ratings were off the charts and why the demand for tickets were so high in both buildings. So I think that they did tap into that casual sports fan
market. Big time.
And
yeah.
Absolutely.
Big time.
And I think that might fuel a huge crowd today in downtown.
Yeah, I don't want to put numbers on it because I don't want to feel like, oh, it's disappointing if 250,000 people come out there. Because think about it, that's absurd. Let's not worry about the numbers. The fact is, it's the biggest thing in this town in 25 some odd years. There's no question about it. You talk about the casual fans. We saw the way the watch parties just started to grow in momentum, that scene downtown. I don't know how many thousands of people were down there for that. That's unlike anything we've ever seen before. I know yesterday after the show, I was like, oh, my God, we're going to have an opportunity to rep our station, this parade. I got to make sure I have some proper gear. I go to a random Modell's in Bethesda, and there's just, first of all, there's not that much stuff left, and everybody's walking in there on their lunch break is buying Caps gear. I'm talking about moms, dads, kids from BCC High School. Everybody's going in there paying a premium, I might add, to get whatever they can. I've never seen this city embrace the Capitals the way they have right now, and it's great. It's amazing.
It's so funny. I had the same experience yesterday trying to buy some Caps gear for myself and for my 14-year-old son. It's typically hard to find stuff in double X. I'm kind of a bigger guy.
Right.
I couldn't find anything. I couldn't find the hat that I wanted, which was the one the players were all wearing.
Right.
I couldn't even get a t-shirt for my son, who's a small. So all they had was larges and mediums. So I totally struck out. The line at Kettler at their pro shop was, you know, probably 20 people deep. It really is amazing. And it's also really cool to see what a winning sports team can do for a city that, let's be honest, guys, it's pretty divided right now in this country, in this city, in this region. And to see folks of all different walks of life, all different races coming together to celebrate this championship, I've never seen anything like it, and I think it's really, really cool. And the stuff that we haven't really started talking about is, what are the long-term effects of winning a championship for the sport of hockey in this area? I think it's going to have a huge effect on youth participation numbers. You know, we always talk about the Alex Ovechkin effect and how, you know, when Ovi showed up in 2005, within a couple of years, the numbers started to really jump in terms of youth participation. And I think a championship is now going to rope in a whole new generation and maybe kind of accelerate the growth that we've already seen since Ovi showed up. I mean, we saw it years ago in Pittsburgh when they won their back-to-back cups. You know, youth hockey there in the early 90s wasn't that strong. They started turning out NHL players 18 years later. We saw it in Los Angeles after they had their run with Gretzky. We saw it in Dallas You know, Alan May has told me all about that when they won their championship and the numbers skyrocketed. So I think impact of this championship on the game in this area is going to be absolutely momentous.
And you know what has been just the perfect sort of icing on the cake for the whole thing has been the way the Caps have nailed this celebration. I mean, the way they're just letting the public be a part of this thing, watching Ovi out there. I was talking to a buddy of mine yesterday. There isn't another person in the country that I'd rather party with than Alexander Ovechkin. There's just nobody. Nobody better to sort of represent your team, to let the people be a part of it, to just let everything go and just go for it and be on this sort of epic 72-day bender celebration of this lifelong achievement. There's nobody better. The Caps have absolutely nailed this.
You know, that honestly has been my favorite part about this whole championship was the fact that they didn't go get on a yacht or go to the fanciest club in downtown behind right. the velvet ropes and go to their VIP area right. and casually just kind of wave out at the fans. They got down and dirty with the fans. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were in the fountain outside Sequoia. I mean, they were parading the trophy through downtown, and they were getting into cabs with the trophy. I mean, if I'm Philip Pritchard, the guy, the keeper of the cup, I might be freaking out a little bit as I see Obi jumping into a red cab in downtown D.C. with the cup on his lap. But I thought it was great. I think it speaks to the fact that the players understand where they fit in this community. And I can tell you, having covered a lot of the disappointments in the playoffs before this, the players felt bad that for themselves and for the team and for the organization, but they also felt bad that they kind of led the fans on. You know, they won the President's Trophy. They were supposed to do big things, and then they didn't. And they felt disappointed for the region and for letting down their fans who, you know, have come out the past, dozen years in droves. I mean, filled that building at Capital One Arena. And I think this was a way for them to kind of give back a little bit. And I think that, you know, whether it was conscious or not, I think it's kind of solidified and galvanized that bond between Caps fans and the players for them to go out and rub elbows with everybody. I thought it was awesome.
Now, Tarik, I know today's the parade day, and we'll be talking plenty about it, but I want to jump ahead to July 1st, which is free agency, the start of free agency in the NHL. And I'm just on a website, thehockeynews.com, and they list the top 30 free agents, unrestricted free agents. John Carlson, they have, is number two behind John Tavares. So his cap hit was about $4 million this year. He's probably going to be in line to double that number in free agency. He's 28 years old, had an unbelievable postseason. What do you expect the Caps to do? Do you think that this guy is it feasible to retain him, or is the cap number, is his asking price going to be too high, do you think?
Well, the easy answer is they need to keep him, because if you look at the potential replacements for a guy who plays 22 to 24 minutes out there, there's no one as good as John Carlson. I mean, you just said that Hockey News has him rated as the second best unrestricted free agent.
Yep.
You always want to keep that player. Right? You don't want to say, oh, well, let's go get $2-3 million players that might be able to do what John, you drafted him in the first round, you developed him. He just did everything you asked of him. He just had the kind of season that you have always envisioned for him. He plays such an integral part of that, of the, on that power play. I mean, there's not many guys in the world who can put the puck exactly where Alex Ovechkin wants it in his office. I think Mike Green did it, and they had some other guys who tried it, and now John Carlson can do it. The salary cap ceiling is going to be going up, probably enough to afford Carlson. It depends on how much of the escalator the players decide to trigger. They didn't trigger the whole 5% last year, but they might do it this year. If they do, that's going to give the Caps even more flexibility. You can spread that cap hit out over 8 years. You know, John has been a relatively, not relatively, he's been rugged. He's been durable. He hasn't missed many games. So I would say that there's a very good chance they are going to find a way to keep him. They have said publicly that they want to try to keep him. I think they might have to massage the roster in other places to make sure there's enough space there. But the first thing I do when I'm trying to figure out, when I'm writing an article or, you know, trying to put together a roster that I'm going to be talking about or writing about, is I try to find, okay, well, if they let this guy go, who can they go get to replace him? That player is not out there. He doesn't exist. He's not going to be free this year. And they don't have a player in the pipeline who's ready to step into that role. So it's almost a no-brainer. That said, it's a lot of money. It's a lot of money, but I'd be comfortable committing that to Carlson, especially after the way he played this year, what he meant to this team in a championship year, and the ancillary roles that he fills, you know, the leadership, but also what he does for that power play. And all those players in that power play are all coming back. You don't want to lose the key guy at the top of it.
Joined by Tarik El-Bashir, covers the Capitals for NBC Sports Washington. Last question for you. So let's say they do give big money to John Carlson. Does that mean a guy like Jay Beagle, who was a regular on this show, we love Jay Beagle, will be a cap casualty?
It could, absolutely. I mean, when I was talking about the roster massaging they might need to do, he was one guy that kind of came to mind. You know, his cap hit was, I think, around $2 million this year. He's a great fourth-line center. He's a top-five face-off guy. He's a glue guy. He's a leader in that locker room. Everyone in that room loves him. I mean, when you talk about the most popular guys inside the team, you think of Tom Wilson and Jay Beagle right off the bat. The way Jay Beagle works is infectious. It gets the young guys to kind of learn what it takes to be a professional. That said, a guy who's around 33 years old who can do those kinds of things, this is probably going to be the last big contract that he gets. You know, for him, this might be an opportunity for him to play a bigger role somewhere else. On a different team, he could be a third-line center. He could maybe get $3 million a year over 3 years and maybe get a letter on his sweater. I mean, he's that kind of player. So I think it's going to be a situation where, you know, after a championship, there's that kind of afterglow and everyone wants to come back and the team wants to bring everyone back. But I think once that kind of dissipates a little bit and cooler heads prevail, I think he could mean more to another team, to a team that's kind of building, and that would free up some flexibility for the Caps. But the Caps better be darn sure that a guy like Chandler Stephenson or Travis Boyd or one of their other minor leaguers that they've been kind of grooming is ready to step into that role. Because if not, you've just created a pretty big void in your roster.
Mm-hmm. All right, Tarik, appreciate it as always. It's Tarik El-Bashir. Enjoy the parade.
Yep. Thank you, Tarik.
Thanks, guys.
Yep.
All right,
appreciate
buddy.
It. Talk
All right.
To you
soon. Hope to see you out there,
it's
man.
It's funny, Cakes, on this top 30 list of the unrestricted free agents.
Right.
Like I've mentioned, Carlson's 2. Mike Green is 5.
Really?
And I kind of lost track of him. He's in Detroit, correct?
Yes.
He's 32 years old. They have him as, you know, his fifth top free agent.
He's going to cash in again because he got a nice deal to go to Detroit, too.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of year he had. He obviously had a pretty good year, but I was surprised to see his name out there.
All right, when we come back, we'll get back to your phone calls. Are you heading to the parade? What are your plans? Also, we were talking about your favorite goal during this playoff run. You can chime in on the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Listener Lines at 800-636-1067.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Celebrating a championship here in D.C. It's parade day. Capitals been partying all weekend and all week.
That's right.
Since they won that Stanley Cup. And we're going to be part of the parade.
Mm-hmm.
We're also giving away 30,000 hashtag Our Cup posters around the parade site, including at the Ronald Reagan Building Courtyard, which is at the Federal Triangle Metro Stop at Elephant and Castle. Pretty much any Metro Center near the parade. That's presented by HWP Insurance, Tyson's Corner Center, and LindsayCars.com. Right now, taking your calls. I've seen the pictures, man. It's already filling up.
Let's leave.
It's filling up.
I'm not kidding.
Down at the mall, on the stage.
I mean,
want to hear from you. If you're heading to the parade, 800-636-1067. Another thing we were kicking around was your favorite goal. Because I saw this goal montage last night on NBC Sports Washington, and I couldn't get away from it. It was late. It was like 10:50 when it started, and I was like, I should be in bed, and I watched it from start to finish.
I think I'm with Jason on this one. I think it has to be. There are so many great ones to pick from, but I think the one to finally drive the stake through the Penguins' heart and beat them on their ice with Cousy putting it 5-hole.
Yeah.
In overtime, Ovi with the amazing assist. I think that has to be the one.
It was a big one. And just his celebration at the end with the pterodactyl move.
It was
just
awesome.
I love it.
You
it
love the
great.
Pterodactyl.
Oh, I love the pterodactyl. It's great.
All right, let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067. Who's up?
All right, here. Let's go to Mike in Vienna. Happy parade day, Mike. What's up, man?
Hey, it's Mike from Vienna, and I'm actually on the bus with my church. It's Our Lady of St. Judith, and we're on our way to D.C.
Nice. The whole church is coming.
Very nice.
Look at
that.
Bringing God to the parade, Cakes. Love it.
Yeah.
Why is your voice so banged up, Mike?
Years of smoking, man. I smoke too much.
Oh, yeah. That's a bad idea.
But it's not good.
I mean, if you want to see another parade, you should stop smoking.
Yeah. I'd stop soon.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely, but I wanted to tell you my favorite goal definitely has to be Holtby over Fleury. Coast to coast, man. You know, coast to coast is wild.
I was going for favorite goalie, not goal.
Got you, goalie.
Well, yeah, Holtby's our favorite, too. Duh. Of course.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Enjoy yourself, buddy.
Hey, yo, Ben.
What'd he say?
Sally said, go Pens at the end. I mean,
no,
that call's all over the place.
Yeah, I don't think he said that.
Let's go to Justin calling in from PA. Justin, what's up, man? Happy parade day.
You got into that communion wine.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Happy parade day, guys.
Same to you, buddy.
I am actually stuck in traffic on the Baltimore Beltway trying to get down there to you guys. Mm-hmm. I have worked overnight since 6:30 last night. Got off at 5 this morning, and I started making my way down.
What do you do
That's
for a living?
Dedicated
I
work for Amazon.
Got you.
Oh, deep pockets.
How long have you been a Caps fan?
Charter a helicopter down here.
Since I lived in Laurel, Maryland. So I grew up in Laurel, and I've been a Caps fan all my life, 35 years.
Hmm. Hey, give me some skinny. Is Amazon going to post up in Northern Virginia or not?
He doesn't know.
Hook me up.
We just built a facility, I think, in just in Northern Virginia.
Yeah, but that's not the big
one. You're talking about the headquarters?
I'm talking about the
head
job.
I'm sure the guy working overnight has that intel.
I'm not talking about that small facility. I'm talking about the big dog.
Let's go to Colby in Bristow. Colby, what's up, man? Happy parade day.
Hey, what's up, guys? How are you guys doing?
What's up, man?
You know, we're just in traffic right now, my good buddy and I. We're headed up to D.C. right now. And I tell you what, we're ecstatic for this. Absolutely excited. This is, like, huge. Once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Right. Did you ever, like, when did it dawn on you that I have to be at the parade? Did you go to any of the watch parties, any of that stuff?
No, it dawned on me. I watched the games in my basement with my family, and it dawned on me the moment they won. I texted all my friends, and we're like, hey, we're going to this. We have to go. And they're like, yes, definitely. Right. We're not going to miss it for the world.
Right.
So here we are.
Right. Yeah, it's very cool.
I think it's amazing. I just do wonder about the people that show up, like, to the stage. Like, nothing's going to happen on the stage till probably noon.
Right.
Yeah, but they want to be
and you're
there. They don't want to miss
6
it.
6 a.m.
Yeah. So no, there's some people going overnight.
What do you do? It's just it's torture, but they don't want to miss it.
People are camping out overnight to get their spots.
Party. They're partying up. They're bringing their coolers and their backpack. I'm sure they are. They got some booze going on.
Yeah, they're probably asking the people next to them, what was your favorite goal?
That's the thing. You all have like-minded people.
That's true.
You're all there. You're all Caps fans. You're trading stories. Probably looking for hotties. I mean, who knows?
Be plenty of those.
Let's go to Mike in Hershey, PA. Mike, what's up, man? You're all with the Junks.
Oh, man. First of all, the struggle's real because not only am I a Caps fan for 40 years, I live in the belly of the beast right in Hershey.
Yeah.
I got Flyers to the left of me, Penguins that are right, here I am. And so now, Caps win. Like, you got to get down there. You got to get to D.C. We get, like, the 40-year rain. No one's building the Ark. I got a softball game, state softball game, scheduled for yesterday. It gets canceled. It gets moved to today. Oh. I can't cancel. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Like, this isn't happening. Ooh. So it's almost like seeing 5-3-1 series blown. It's like seeing everything. But you know what? I got it on record. It's all good. So...
Hey, you can enjoy it from home. Look, there's going to be thousands and thousands of people enjoying it from
home. Hey, Mike, do me a favor. Just wear your Caps gear proudly in, as you called it, the belly of the beast around all those Pens and Flyers fans. Wear it like every day, all summer.
Oh, it's been done. I rolled into work with my Dale Hunter jersey on, and nice. Yeah, it's game on.
Love
24/7.
It. That's great.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, boys.
All right. Enjoy the day. It sucks you can't be here, but I get it.
Let's go skip a softball game?
State final.
Okay.
State final, he said.
If it's just a rando softball game, like beer cooler league game, you skip that. But I guess
I'm guessing it was a high school state championship.
Like he's a coach.
Either he's a coach or he's a parent.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Let's go to Jed.
That's a big deal.
Calling from New York. Hey, Jed, happy parade day, buddy.
Hey, thanks so much, guys. Excited about it. My favorite goal was when the game against Pittsburgh when we're in our defensive zone and everybody's on the edge because we've seen it so many times and Ovechkin and Backstrom went the other way. I thought that was just a massive moment that illustrated the change in tone.
Right.
The other thing I wanted to point out is a couple months ago, a buddy of mine, I was trying to get him to run the marathon with me, and he just said, you know what, I'll run it if the Caps win the Cup. So I said, you're done. Mm. And we took that to our text chain of about 8 guys. 4 of them said they'd do it, so we're on. One guy said he'd drink 26 beers while we did it, so we're going to get him to do it. Oh. And then another guy said he'd have to rollerblade 26 miles, so he's on.
Rollerblading is easy compared to running that
thing. 26 beers while running 26 miles.
Well, that ain't happening.
Yeah, I mean, that ain't happening.
He'll die first.
Unless it's Ovi. I think Ovi could do it.
Yeah, Ovi could
I think Ovi, some of the Caps could do it.
I tell you what, I did that beer mile, and I felt like butt after
that. Was one beer?
No, it was 4 beers.
Oh, 4 beers. 4 beers.
One every lap.
In like 9 minutes.
All right, so multiply that times 8, you know, plus a couple more.
Yeah, he would die first.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Can't do it.
26. What am I doing? I said 36. I was thinking 36. 26. Yeah. Right. Let's go to Ray. Temple Hills. Ray, what's up?
Not much. I ain't gonna lie. Like, I'm not no big old hockey fan like that, but
right.
I'm a DC fan, and I love this run that we've been on. If you want to know about my favorite goal is DSAP. DPS.
DPS.
Pelly Smith here.
Yes. Devontae Pelly Smith. Yep. Yeah. That's him.
Yeah. We, you know, flicked it off the bat.
Yep.
How many of the games did you watch during the 24-game playoff run, starting the Columbus series?
When did you
followed
jump on?
By the Penguin series, then Tampa, and then, of course, the Stanley Cup final. How many of those games did you watch, Ray?
I ain't watched none of them. I listened to them on the radio.
All right, that works.
Caught the John Walton
that works.
Call. Very
That's
nice.
Very cool.
I listened to John Walton on the radio.
How good is he, by the way?
He's awesome.
You say what?
How good is he, by the way?
He's a black player, so I love him.
He's talking about
hey,
he's
all, why didn't you watch the games?
You talking about John Walton.
Yeah.
Yeah, but why didn't you watch
like
the games?
I like when he say Washington.
Right. But Ray, why didn't you watch the games, buddy? At least one of them.
Because I got a job where I can't watch the games. I got to listen to them on the radio.
Oh, you work
in the evenings or whatever?
All right, it makes sense.
Yeah, pretty much.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, thanks, Ray. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Are you going to come down?
I wish I could, but I can't.
Gotcha. All right, well, maybe you can get near a TV at least during the day and check out the parade. Thanks, Ray. Thanks for calling in, buddy.
Bye.
All right, bud. Let's go to Will Gainesville. Will, what's up, man? Happy parade day.
Hey, happy parade day to y'all. I'm out here in Gainesville, and there's a lot of traffic. But one of these cars around here is honking its horn the three times. Like, start.
I bet they are, man. I bet they are.
That's going to be happening.
It's going
a lot.
Crazy.
Yeah.
By the way, there's traffic in Gainesville at this time, regardless of a parade.
Right, but just multiply it by three or four, I would think, at least. Let's go to Emily. Calling from the front of the stage. Emily, what's up? What's it like there?
Hey, guys. How are you?
You're doing great.
You wondered who was sitting down here this early in front of the stage, and they weren't getting here until 1, and that would be me and my mom.
Very nice.
And a host of other fans down here.
So what are you going to do to sort of kill the time between now and when it really gets going?
They just started handing out towels and some signs for the people who are up front, and it's just good people watching right now for the most part, but we got a ways to go. They do have the TVs out here, so hopefully we'll be able to see it from
right.
see the parade but and then to the stage. Are you guys getting to the stage?
I don't know. I don't know that we'll get to that stage area. Luckily, we're going to be in a couple of convertibles, and we'll get to be sort of at some point. We're going to be in the middle of this thing if we make it on time.
Reading the email, I think we actually are able to be like right up by the stage with our limited access pass.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to be on the stage, but we should be near there.
But like you guys said, it's a fluid situation, and you know, if Cakes has to go up and entertain the crowd for 10 minutes,
I'm telling you, that kind of things happens. They're gonna need somebody to fill time.
Maybe
Cakes is the man for the job.
30 seconds, I'm all about 10 minutes.
NBC Sports Washington is showing the live shot in front of the stage right now. Look at that. There's hundreds of people there already.
Emily, did you bring a seat or
anything? That's us.
Emily.
What'd you say? Sorry.
Did you bring like a chair, like a little mini portable chair?
Yeah,
like,
mom and I have a couple chairs. People are crowding us right now, but we're front and center. So
nice.
We were down here at 4:45 and big to claim early. There were about 30 people out here with us. So.
Oh my god, that's insane.
Super early.
All right, well, enjoy it. Congratulations, and, you know, I don't know what to say. It's just awesome that you're there and you're part of that early crowd. Thank you.
We have a special
Happy
guest
parade
coming up.
Day. Hope to see you guys.
Next
yeah, you too. We do.
Special guest next segment.
Ah, nice.
I don't know that she has ever been on the show before.
Is that true?
But she's related to one of the junkies.
She is.
We'll talk to her next here on The Fan. Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. It's parade day. Celebrating the Caps, winning the Stanley Cup. Championship here in D.C. First parade in many, many, many years.
Decades.
What if we send AWOD on a trial run? Let's go send him down on the Metro and see if we can make it.
Now, AWOD's
can he be
actually
the guinea pig? He's going to get food right now.
He's actually going to be on the scene. He's going to be on the field covering for the digital team with blue shorts. We've got Craig Hoffman. He's going to be a roving man on the streets.
Right.
Nick Ashew is also going to be there. So 106.7 The Fan's covering it from all angles.
And here's the only thing I get nervous
AWOD
about.
AWOD could go and then he'll never return.
Limited access.
Yeah.
Which is fine. I'm not asking for all access. Mm-hmm. I just want to be able to get to where I need to get to.
Yeah,
as long
You'll
as this
fine.
Gets me to where I get to, I
that
need
just
to,
means limited, as far as I can tell, limited near like the stage and the rally.
Well,
area.
I just need to get to where the car is.
You'll be able to get to where
I want to get to where the car is. Okay, you're promising.
Yes.
I promise.
You're going to be fine.
Yes.
Because right. I'm ready to leave now.
I know you are.
We got a special guest calling us from Alabama.
We
have callers from all across the country, and this one is related.
Roll down
special
time.
Guest from Alabama?
To one right. John
Nick Saban's calling us?
No, it's not. It's not.
John Martin Auville's mother.
Yes.
Wow. First appearance ever.
That's right.
Mrs. Auville.
Mrs.
Good morning.
Murray.
Yes. Mrs. Murray. I'm sorry. It's
Hello,
always
Paulette.
Auville to me.
Hello, Mom.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm excited. I can't see the game. I can't see the parade, but I am so excited. I'm excited for a long time, 44 years of waiting.
Wow, I didn't realize that your mom was such a big Caps fan.
Well, I mean, she was in at the beginning when my dad bought season tickets.
Right.
It goes way back.
How many games do you think you went to while you were here?
Oh, I don't know. Lots over the years. I used to say the Caps because we weren't winning all the time or many of the times. They taught my kids how to be good sports,
right?
How to walk away and have a good attitude.
Sure. How to take a lot of ass and live with it.
You know,
that's a good taste.
So, So, you know, the Stanley Cup means a lot to us old fans, and it also means a lot to the former Caps, I'm sure, who are also listening and watching today.
Right. And you know, where we grew up in Bowie, there actually were a lot of Capitals players that kind of lived. I mean, I had a next-door neighbor who was a Capital player, right, but also around in that Bowie Crofton area.
Wasn't Yvon LeBray? He was a member of our pool.
Yeah, I mean, there were Capitals that were immersed in our community.
Well,
it's a little bit different now because, you know, obviously they're playing downtown, not in Landover, and the practice facility is close to D.C.
Where we lived was 10 minutes from the Capital Center, so it was convenient for players to just live in Bowie or those surrounding
areas. Did they ever even practice in Bowie at the Bowie Ice Rink? Did they ever do that or no?
I don't think so. Not that I know of.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bill Collins lived next to
JP.
Right. Yep.
That's right.
That's an old school name.
And he had his son Scott. I believe that was his name.
Right.
Paulette, who were your favorite players in those years?
My favorite player was Lalonde in those years. But I also liked LeBray. I felt like he was the enforcer. Anybody picked on our guys, he took care of them.
Right. Do you remember seeing him at our pool?
No.
He used to play tennis out there.
Yeah, I'm not surprised, but I didn't see him at the pool.
Right.
That's unusual because we lived at the pool in the summer.
I'm guessing he was pretty high on the tennis ladder.
Oh, so high on the tennis ladder. Couldn't knock him off.
Well, I didn't realize that you've been tracking the show all these years. So do you listen via one of the apps or something, like radio.com?
Well, John's brother set me up with a box that's, her name is Alexa, and I have to tell her to play.
Look at my mom embracing technology.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is.
No, mom doesn't care for technology. Yeah. But, you know, that's why I can't say her name or she'll start talking to me.
That's right, she will.
It's like having a live-in robot.
Yeah, you got to whisper it. You got to whisper.
Yeah, that's right.
How proud are you? Proud of all your kids, but how proud are you of Johnny Cakes?
Oh, well, you know, at first I didn't know who Cakes was. I asked my daughter-in-law, why are they calling him Cakes?
Right.
And evidently, he's had that name for many years that I didn't know about.
It's the cross that I bear, Mom.
Yeah, right. We still don't have a good story. But...
Yeah, there's really no good story. There's really no good story. Right. Well, how are you going to track the parade today, Paulette?
With you guys. I'm going to be listening.
All right,
7 the fan.
Perfect. Listen all day. Anything else you want to say to your mom, Cakes?
No, it's just great to celebrate the Stanley Cup with my mom from Alabama.
Yeah.
It's good.
Well,
it's
listen,
a good feeling.
Let me just say this on behalf of EB in particular.
Yeah.
We did stop by your house in Alabama, and we're sorry it was so short, but your son made us go really fast.
Hey, we had to make good time,
Cakes,
Mom.
He was obsessed with making good time.
They won't let me forget about it.
I'll never forget that.
18 years ago.
Mom made a whole dinner, and Cakes is looking at his watch every 5 minutes.
We pulled up.
Cakes, it's all right, man. Your mom made a big dinner. Let's just chill.
We pulled up, and Cakes pointed to his imaginary watch like he always does.
Yeah,
and he looks
an
at EB and I
hour
and goes,
half.
We're here for 60 minutes.
It was a great visit, though.
Well, listen, we enjoyed having you, and you guys enjoy today for us.
We will.
I don't know how many Alabama fans you have down here, but you have at least two.
Right. And what are you? Were you living in the fire hydrant capital of the world? Is that
Albertville, Alabama? That's correct. Yes.
That's what they manufacture down here.
Yes. So great.
Listen, you guys enjoy today.
Thank you.
All right, Mom.
Okay. Bye, bye.
Yep. Talk to you soon.
I was thinking about
Johnny Cakes' mom.
That's right, making an appearance. The cast winning the cup brings everybody out of the
22
woodwork.
22 years.
So many questions
time.
For her.
First time.
Hey, what was her? Because her new husband, her second husband, been married 15 years, 20 years, whatever.
Yeah. What was his handle?
Yeah, what was his handle?
Chuck?
I thought it was
Chuck's his name.
Somebody was Giggles.
That was my mom.
Yeah, Giggles.
Yeah.
That was
a CB handle.
Wasn't Chuckles.
I can't remember his.
Giggles.
Giggles and Chuckles. Yeah. We'll just call him Chuckles.
Yeah, that works.
So how does that work? You say, hey.
Now, turn for everybody. Got Chuckles on.
This is Chuckles. calling from the fire hydrant.
He was a truck driver.
Right.
I mean, he can't drive trucks anymore. Right. He's getting up there in years.
Right.
I mean, he can't be behind those big death machines.
I've had so many inappropriate
Cakes
things.
Cakes loves when Paulette calls. That's awesome.
It's all good.
Did you know that Giggles was her CB handle?
Was she a lot lizard?
Now we're getting appropriate.
That's a good thing. It made me laugh.
Might have been for Chuck. Might have been for Chuck.
She probably did some special things for Chuck.
I don't want to think about that.
Hey, you know what I was
now
thinking?
Now you're making it awkward.
I know. Cakes. I was thinking about my favorite old school Capitals. Dennis Mrook was definitely one.
That's a good one. I believe, did he pot 60 goals in a season? I think
he had
did.
50 a couple different times.
I think
times.
He had 60 he at one
a,
point.
He was a baller. And then I got.
Why do you sleep on Mike Gartner?
Gardner's a stud, but Bobby Carpenter.
Bobby Carpenter.
I used to get size for Bobby
one.
Carpenter.
Very nice.
Well, I worked at Langway, so I would just go with Rod Langway.
Yeah, you're partial to your boss.
I liked him, too. I'm just like coming more obscure name. Bobby Gould. Remember Bobby Gould?
Kind of sleep on him.
Yeah, good size. Because my dad was a Caps fan.
How about some Scott Stevens?
Scott Stevens, stud.
How about some Kevin Hatcher?
My dad was a huge Caps fan, still is.
Yeah.
And he would take me to the Caps Center when I was 9, 10, 11 years old to the Pringle.
Right.
And we would go, and that's you know, we would go to a lot of games.
Sure.
Did he ever get you a Caps t-shirt with the
iron
on
decal?
Yeah.
Yes.
As he should have.
Absolutely.
So much Jonas.
And I used to love him. All the way up until I was like 21 years old. He would give me a Caps t-shirt with the decal, man. Hey, must have cost him at least $8.
Yeah, of course. Well, thought that counts, right? Yeah.
It's the right thought.
All right, phone number is 800-636-1067. We are celebrating a championship here in D.C. as the Capitals win the Stanley Cup, and it's parade day here on the Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.